Okay, let's begin. Okay, today is the last year of this limud of Hilchos Avelus, and it's a topic of Tumas Kohanim, which really we could spend a lot of time on, so we'll try to... So we know the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron, l'mad aleihem, the nefesh lo yitama ba'amov. So a kohen can't be metamei l'meis, except for the kohen krovim, kim l'sheru akor avelov, his wife, me'imol l'oviv, l'vno l'ito l'ochiv, l'choso abzu l'akrov avelov, asher lo yoso l'ish, lo yitama. So this is the din of Tumas Kohanim. So there's a law in the Torah for a kohen to be metamei l'meis. So what does it mean being metamei l'meis? So we know that Tumas Meis is threefold. Here, take a look on page 5 in the Rambam. A meis metamei b'maga u'masel v'oil. So meis is metamei in three ways. Touching the meis, carrying the mace, even if you don't touch it, masa, uba oil. Oil means that if you're under the same ceiling. You're under the same ceiling. Actually, there are three types of oil. There's if the live person and the mace are under the same ceiling, or even if you're outdoors and the live person is bending down, hovering over the mace, or if the live person is sitting down and the mace was carried over him, so those are the three scenarios of oel. So all those maga, masa, oel, a kohen is not allowed to be metame. And he violates a law in the Torah. So people have a misconception. They think, say, God forbid, somebody's in an apartment building. He's in his apartment on the 10th floor, and God forbid somebody dies in the building. So, does the Kohanim have to leave the building? No. But they're in the same building. So this is a thing people don't always get. It's not a din in the same building. If a person runs under the same ceiling, but say a person is in his own apartment and the door's closed and the mace is there, say even though they're on the same floor, say the mace is on the 10th floor, and this guy is in his apartment on the 10th floor. But as long as he stays inside and he keeps the door shut, then he's okay. He doesn't have to, leave. One second, we'll get to that. Because why? He's in a separate oil. That's not the same oil. Why is it a separate oil? Because, the oil is the ceiling on top of him. And then, if the door's closed, there's nowhere for the tumma to escape. So he's protected. So as long as he stays inside his apartment, calls mind that the mace is there in the building, he's fine. He's fine.
The same thing do you like
to
do in the house?
Yeah, so you say different rooms in the house. Say there's a mace in the house, and he's in a room, and the room is closed, and he stays in the room the whole time until they bring the mace out. So he's safe.
There's a gap between the top of the door and the ceiling.
So if there's, so the Shulchan Aruch writes here on page 6, Osu l'koyin mikonis tachas ol shemes tachta vilu godol harbe vafilu bais acher ol aliyah acheres hapsuchim v'osu bais benekiv sheish bo tefach al tefach. In other words, if there's an opening, tefach al tefach, tefach is fist, tefach al tefach in height and width, tefach, so then the may, then that's the tumah escapes. The tomb escapes. But if not, he's in his apartment, and he's there, and the mace is in the other apartment, and then they're taking the mace out in the hallway. So as long as he stays put and keeps the door shut, and there's no tefach airspace, even though there could be a little crack under there, but that's not a tefach al tefach. So, so he's protected.
What about in the same apartment and close room?
Yeah, that's what he just did. Yeah, so the same thing. Even the same apartment. Thoughts of if somebody dies in the apartment, he's a kohen, and it's not his relative, say. So he just leaves the door closed. The whole time the mace is there, it doesn't go out. And then he's protected. But once there's a tefach airspace, so then the tumor goes through. That the okay, so that's the however, there is a din called Tof Sof Tumor Lotzes, which means like this. Say a person is, sometimes I go visit people in the nursing home here, we're trying. So every once in a while, when you go, there'll be a sign in the window, Osur L'Kohen L'Konis. So when you see that sign, you know that somebody must have passed away in the, so they'll have that sign up. Also the coin the coin. So what's the issue? You're going to say like this. Say a person enters an apartment building. Okay? And somebody died. He's now on the 10th floor. But say eventually, let's assume they're going to take him down the elevator and out the front entrance. So even though it didn't happen yet, right now he's still in the apartment and the door's closed. But since Sof Tumah Lotzeis means that if eventually the Tumah is going to go in that path, so even though it didn't get there now, even though it didn't get there now, it it's as if it's there now. That's one way of learning it. So therefore, a Kohen is not allowed to, even though the doors are closed, but Sof Tumah Lotzeis. But say, for example, the person's in his apartment. If he just stays put, that's fine, because the tumah is not going into his apartment. Understand? But if the tumah, if assuming that the tumah is going to come out the main entrance, and now he's going to go in the main entrance right now, he wants to go there for 10 seconds, right? And he'll come out. He wants to. He wants to go in for 10 seconds, then he can't go in. Because even though he'll leave before the door's even open. But that's the concept of Sof Tumah Lotzeis. What?
Like three doors go out and
get their own. That's, well.
Like
that's a different shaila, but let's assume we know which one it is. So there's different opinions. There's two Rashi's in Beitza, whether it's a Din D'Rabbanan or Halacha L'Moshe Mi Sinai, Sof Tumah Lotzeis. But there is a famous tshuva in the Trumas Hadeshim. Tshuva is in the Trumas Hadeshim, a page. So the Truma Sadeshin, on page 16, he says like this, Simon of Dalit, Shlom Chayotko, Echad Aluvi, Marina of Aaron, Meshir Drashtani, Al Hashem Machmir, Makohanim, Shalolotzes, Beshari Chatzayr Sa'ir. Say, like, with Mount Chazal, there were a lot of cities, the walled cities. Say, Yerushalayim, the walled city, right? And they have different gates. And say, a person dies inside in the walls. And eventually, they're going to take him out of one of the gates and bring him into a cemetery outside the walled area. So the Truma Sadeshin says the Kohanim were machmir not to go under those gates. Why? Because Sof Tuma Lotzes. Because so the question is that just a chumrah? Or is that a... So what would you say? Yeah. What? It's a chumrah. Why?
Because you're not sure which one's
going to
go out.
Say we're sure. Say there's only one gate.
That's okay. That's not that someone who died at that point in the city.
No, say we know. We know someone died and he's going through the... Why? Why is it a chumrah? No connecting roof, right? In other words, it could be Sof Tuma Lotzes is only if there's a contiguous roof from where the mace is now and this overhang over the over the gate. So if there's, so that's the chiddush. That they're machmer even when there's no contiguous. So that's what he says over here. So that's one thing. But then there's another.
There's no contiguous roof, in other words.
Yeah. There's another thing. There's another. Idea that also there is, let me see if I can find it for you. If you want to see I mentioned the two Rashi's, it's on page 12 and 13, where he says, what he says is the Rabbanan, and what he says it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, that's pointed out in the Marav Ranchburg. Okay? Now, there is a Rambam. Now you can see it in the Tosefta. On page 14. Kol Tuma min hameis שנוזים מגלח על הסופגס הרבוי, שאין נוזים מגלח על האין סופגס הרבוי. So it's like this, that any, in other words, is a Kohen, Kohen is not Muzar on all Tumas, right? Like Tumas Sharetz. Rav Shechter said over once, there's a Tumas Agonim, there's Machmir for Tumas Sharetz or Kohen, but Tumas Mace. But it has to be, the Tosefta says, and the Rambam says, something that if a Nozir would come in contact with this, he would have to start over. So that's the Yisod. Kol Tuma, She'ein HaNozir Megaleh HaLeha, any Tuma that won't cause the Nozir to start over, shave his, start over, so Kohen is not Muzer. Here the Girsa is, he's not Sofik as Arboim. Maybe he's still Muzer, some say. It's not Muzer. That's the famous Lashon HaRambam, if we can find it here in the packet. It has to be Atzmo Shomes. And if it's only Sof Tumah Lotzeis, if it's not Atzmo Shomes, so the Trumas Hadeshin says, a Kohen is Muzer on what? On Ohel. But maybe Sof Tumah Lotzeis, who says a Kohen is Muzer on Sof Tumah Lotzeis? You understand? In other words, because he's not in the same oil. He's Muzan oil, he's Muzan maga, masa. But Sof Tumah Lotzeis is what? Is an added chiddush in the din of oil. Even though you're not in the same room, right? There's a mechitza mafsekes, so that's not oil, right? To those that walked in late, you said that there's no such halacha that you can't be in the same building with a mace. Again, you have to listen to the shir from the beginning to follow what I'm saying there totally. But Sof Tumah Lotzeis is even the door's closed. Even though the door's closed, but it has to be. Yeah, so there's no concept of Sof Tumah Lotzeis. So that's why the Trumas Hadeshin says there could be that the whole idea that a Kohen is, that these Kohanim who are Machmir not to go through the Shar Ha'ir, so one thing, like Yisrael says, that it's not a contiguous roof, so you don't say, so Mikra Din, there's no Sof Tumah Lotzeis. And furthermore, it's not a Tumah Shanozir Megaleach Alevus. It's not Atzmo Shalmeis. Yeah, he says here back on page 16. He says, Perek Hadar, the Kasafta, first word in line is the Kasafta from page 15. The Vikarba Minaga Zedaki, Lomi Karba, Kizehu, Karba, Labam Shana Shayom Nanoad, yeah. There were five schachu on the way, Kachu Godly, Kamnitsa probably made him a nukshi chachu, Asim Kohanim, Shiyatsu Derek Shah Ear. Well, Kazan Gamshe Mar, Lochashash Lawson. The Moreno of Shalom said it was okay. So he says, why is that? Because Nir Hatam came into Rashi Peirush Beseder, the Masha Tomei HaPesach Shasof Tu Melotze Shamafal Pisha Einu Tachas Ha'ol Shomeis Halacha Moshe Misino Vein Tang Badover Nucha Lomar Kemi the Milsa Bilo Taimu Hu Havad Lelosi Falor V'neim Et Kachi Halacha Dafka Bo. First of all, like you said, Yisrael, Dafka Bo So Pesach, they're only up to where the roof goes, but not, you know, this mace is going to end up in, who knows, you know, going to come from here to here, and in half an hour it's going to pass through something else, so I can't be there now. No, it's only within that, within wherever the roof expires, then the Sof Tumah Lotzeis expires. That's number one.
He says that, is he referring to that room, or if it's a building and it looks through the door?
Right. That's the pashtus. And then on page 17,
the arrow, the suit, man leimelodach tumah sofalotzis have a tumah shanozim megaleich aleh. Who says it's the tumah shanozim megaleich aleh? So therefore, so he says maybe it's mutter. But he says, Rav Shach always likes to quote this line. The rabbanik shishi chashul isuzeh chalil lahafkiv lahaflig divrehim. But since the what? The old rabbanim were machmir for this, then we shouldn't bezalzel. And we should be machmir and sof tomolotzes.
So it's not happened in the deed of the Quran. Where is the concept?
No, that it's tame. To say you want to, in other words, you have a kli that becomes tame. It was in a sof tumulotzes. So could you put taras in that kli?
Do we have a clear source that there's a difference between tumas olos versus tumas sheva?
For what?
Throughout all olos, called the tumas sheva.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay. But so that's so in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down. This halacha. The Ramah quotes this Shuma Sedeshim in Shulchan Aruch. What page? Take a look. The Shulchan Aruch says, take a look. Take a look on page 18. Let's see, page 18, he said. Yeah. Take a look first at page 17. Chotzer Mekref is easy enough to arose. You have a chotzer that has overhangs. So, Tumi is a time to hold a Tumi Sofla Tumi Lotzis. There's on page 18. Okay, so that's the story. Okay. Now, so again, so OL means you're in the same ceiling, and there's no mechitza mafsekis. Say, for example, if a person, there's a mace in this room, so in the hallway, that's not the same oil. It would be din sof tumulotzis, because eventually you're going to take it out, so the kohen can't be in this hallway now either, even though the door's shut. But it's not the same oil. But if there would be a tefach, say that glass wouldn't be there, and it would be open over there, so it'd be tefach on tefach, then the tumor, that's called Ol Hamshacha. Ol Hamshacha means that there's a mechitza mafsekis, but there's a tefach airspace in the mechitza mafsekis, and therefore that's called the same ol. Or if the door would be open, obviously, that's the same ol. But if it's closed, and the person comes into the hallway, so then that's not the same ol. That's only midin sof tumulotzes. And sof tumulotzes is a question whether it's a darban or halacha moshe misinai, and it's a question even whether a kohen is muzar on sof tumulotzes. I remember once, remember the history of the YU Svarm sale. So when I first came to YU, it was one place. It was in the very early years. The Svarm sale was right here in the Klein Beis Medrash. That was where the Sfarim sale was. And it was a very popular big Sfarim sale. Because the whole English industry didn't exist yet. We're talking about the late 70s, early 80s. three art school. The only thing that existed was Rabbi Shimon Eider's books on the 3 weeks and the whatever, and Shabbos, and that was the whole English. So they had a very nice farm sale. And then they were expanding. So they decided they can have it in the basement of First Hall. Okay, basement of First Hall, and that's where they had it for a year or two. So what's wrong with the basement of First Hall? So the issue was, I think Rav Shechter was more of this issue than what, that Rabbi Tendler has a lab in the basement of First Hall, and he has a skeleton of sorts. So the question is, were Kohanim allowed to go to the Sfarim cell? That was the question. That was the question of the day. So Lamaisa, I tell you like this. You have to realize that there is a Boaz. A Boaz. Where's the Boaz? Yochin the Boaz. Because the problem was that the mace in the...
They're not going to take the mace out. The skeleton was there. So it's just an issue of all the doors closed.
No, but I guess they were conscious that they're going to take it out. I mean, they don't keep it there the whole time. Let's assume like that.
No, the Shiloh was all in Hoshafa, right?
No, the Shiloh was Softo Molotzes.
If they're going to take it out maybe one day in some future time.
I don't remember all the... let's assume they were going to take it out, whatever.
You could take it out of First Hall without ever leaving that floor. I mean, it
wouldn't affect... One second, so, okay. So, the Boaz, and the Yochin and Boaz, says of important Chiddush, and he says, he thinks, and we'll get to this, there's a whole discussion whether Goy is Metame or not. Okay, whether Goy is Metame or not. There's a whole discussion. We'll get to it. But the Boaz's Chiddush is, even if you hold a Goy is Metame, but there's no Softo Molotzes for a Goy. So if his cadaver, whatever he had there, was a Goy, probably was, so there wouldn't be any problem of that's the Chiddush of the Boaz. What page is the Boaz on? What page? It's in the Mishnah's here. Page 42. He says, where are the arrows? Here are the arrows. Keep going into the Boaz. So that's what he says. In other words, it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but maybe by an Akum, we don't have this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of Softo Molotzes was never said by an Akum. So is it you're in the same Ohel that we're going to talk about soon, whether there's a Din Tumas Ohel by a Goy. But even if you want to say that there is Tumas Ohel by a Goy, but this extended din of Tumas Ohel maybe doesn't exist. There is a Shach that speaks about Olam Shacha. Again, Olam Shacha means that you're not in the same ceiling technically, but there's a
airspace.
There's an airspace so the Tumas can go through. So if you look on page 7 in the Shach, he writes, "Vu ba'ol, v'dafke im hu ba'ol ames, near dafke nakad ba'ol ames of alim im bevatim asvuchim vayishab ames v'sochav v'ishe hein gamkin tmeim, mikol mokam yishol medeno el atuma drabon." So some wanted to learn that maybe the Shach was saying that all hamshach is only drabon. But the Chasam Sofer says that's impossible. If you look at the next page in the Chasam Sofer, on page 8, you call Mokhi Vishnei Mehru Zorin for Yeshiva Chalom, yeah. So he says, So he says that it can't be. He writes, there's no such person in the world that could say such a thing. He says there's no such thing here. So look on first on the right side. Tumam shechvi mokam l'mokam l'dechor tefach lo ala al das shum kadmon ba'olam sheyeh rak midrabon. Ki aloch l'moshu v'sinehu. But what about the shach? So he's maybe after magia, maybe to sofer. So Bekitzer, he says that shach, if you read it, has to be talking about the din of sof tum malatzis. But a din of ham shachah, as long as it's sech tefach. No, okay. Now let me show you. This. There is another famous shach that you should see here on page 6, and then I'll share with you like what the most common shayla, but I get the shayla, I'd say maybe once a month, and I'll tell you what the shayla is. I'll tell you right now what the shayla is. I get once a month. I get a shayla once a month from a husband or wife that says that, you know, the wife is pregnant, they're not telling anyone yet. You know, you usually get those shaylas either before the fast days, that the wife's pregnant, they're not telling anybody yet, but they want to know if they can fast. That's one thing. Like, you know, when Tisha B'Av comes up, you get all these questions of women who are pregnant, but they're not telling, but they want to know about fasting. That's one thing. But then there's another shayla comes up all the time. This is the shayla that people ask. You should just know. But people want to know whether pregnant women could go to cemeteries. So their grandparent just passed away. They want to know, could they go to cemeteries? What? No. So the first thing I ask is, your husband a kohen? So 99.99% of the time, they say no. Oh. So then, okay. So the husband's Israel. So what's the problem? So the problem is that there is a minhag. We'll see where this comes from. For women, pregnant women, not to go to cemeteries. It's interesting my wife was pregnant with our first child. So we were in Eretz Israel that summer. So we took a bus tour, and we went to all the cemeteries all over. Then we went to. We finally hit Amuka. You understand? Then my wife threw up. But we went to all the cemeteries there. So some have a minhag not to go. Even for Israel, we'll see what that is. Some have a minhag not to go. So I tell people like this, that some of you don't have a particular minhag. So if you don't have a particular minhag, and if it's somebody that you feel you want to go to, so don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to go. But this shayla comes up keseder when a grandparent passes away all the time. This is I'm telling you, like once a month I get this shayla. Okay,
what about a parent?
What?
If the pregnant woman's parent dies,
yeah. So
that would be the ultimate shayla.
No. So let's see. So first let's talk about the din of the kohen. What's the din of the kohen? So the shach has a famous shach here on page 6. Kosev harokeach simen shin samach vav. Eishes kohen. So first they talk about Eishes kohen. So that's a real shayla. It's an Eishes kohen because you can't bring a Lahazir Abdolim Malachtanim, right? You can't bring a little kid who's a Kohen into a cemetery, into a
fetus.
Well, normally we're talking about a regular kid. Now the question is, does it apply to a fetus?
But it's his own room, so what's the problem?
So, what? So, let's see. So, what does the Rokech say? Asius Kohen Shemu, who terribly caught his ball on mace. The Sveik Sveikahu. He says it's a sveik sevekas. Shema nefahu. maybe it's not a viable fetus, so that it's not a real person. And even if it's a viable person, maybe it's in the cave. In the cave is Namusa. So that's the famous Rokeach. But the Rokeach's Matir based on Svek Sveka.
Why is the problem assuming we know Vadayus is a boy? And we know Vadayus is going to survive. Isn't that a fair commission on this?
One second. Let's see. So now, there's a kasha that's asked on this. Here, take a look at the Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva, page 6. I'm going to hate the Shem Rokeach. I am a Mogad Avram. So the Mogad Avram, Shin Mem Gimel, is about the halachas of not giving Yisurim to Ketanim. Right? You know, so he says, Shehik Shalav, Rebelot Hachim Muta, the Tara Balua, Ina Mitama. So the Mogad Avram asks the Kasha, but it's Balua. In other words, even if you would know for sure that it is a boy, it's... Right, can become tummy. So what does he need the Svek Sveka for? So he answers, so he says, I am Chuvah Zeradvaz HaChadoshos. The Radvaz asks, the Rokeach answers, B'ishish Karva Yomel HaLevis, V'ishloch HaShem B'yotzi HaVlad Roshu. No, we're not talking about a woman in the third month. We're talking about a woman that's going to give, you know, birth soon, so we're afraid maybe the kid will be Motzi Rosham. It won't be Balua. So you ought to put yourself into that situation that maybe you'll, but not. So that's the So the mice, it's mutter. Yeah, but you don't have to worry about that because you have a fake speaker that even if it comes out, it's okay. Right. I mean, if we're talking about a kid who's they're holding, and maybe.
He wants to labor in the cemetery.
Right. So could she put herself into that situation? But a lot, that's his terrors.
So we go on and expect speculative.
Rav Abadi told me, I asked Rav Abadi once what he thought about this. He thought, no, that because it's an Uber is not a, I mean, this has to do with the question of abortions, but he's saying an Uber is not, the way it is now, is not a person yet. So maybe there would be no Isser. You know, without. So that's why that's what he thought was the push-up shot in this whole halacha. I said, well, what about if Rav Moshe Shita that it's Ritzicha, abortions? So he said, no, but that's because it's lost in love. It's going to grow into a person, so then already now is it then. Okay, whatever. Rav Shachter likes to say this. He gave a shiur when they dedicated the cat's kolo many years ago. So they had a whole dedication, and Marcus Katz himself was here, the Kodo Vatsmo. And then they had different Rabbanim here. Rav Moshe David Steinwurzel was here because he was the Rosh Hashiva of Babov, and Babov also receives from Marcus Katz. Gush receives from Marcus Katz. He was just the Nifter not too long ago, Marcus Katz. So Rav Shachter gave the shiur about, he has this yisod. He printed it in the Beis Yitzchak Tavshin one of those. That maybe this still didn't. He quotes this from Chaim Oza and Rav Ochanan Wasserman, that in other words, maybe the Isser is kirva lemeis, even if you're not nitma. Even if you're not nitma, there's still a din. Can't be in the same kirva of a mace. Even though technically you're not going to be tamei because you're balua. So therefore, that's why you needed to have the Sfeik Sfeika. So it's interesting, years later, Rav Shmaryahu Shulman of Kew Garden Hills, now he lives in Brooklyn, the Big Talmud Chacham, he printed a sefer, many svarim, but one of the svarim he printed, yeah, this thing Rav Shechter here is in, he reprinted in Big Kvei Atzon, and he says this whole thing about, on page 9 in the supplement, there's tumum because Dostal Kohn is Kariv Lames. There's this whole thing. So Rav Shmaryahu Shulman says back to him, he wrote a letter to Rav Shechter here on page 12 and 13. Okay, Toshim Mem Hei. So he says, so he quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah. Emes Kedivere El Rabbah, that it's talking about Ishish, that is in the Chodesh Hatshi, etc. But he says, on page 13, Aval Mikom Mokom L'Anias Daiti Koshel Chadesh Yisr Kazeh. He says, this is so, Fakosav Tzavach L'Nefesh Lo Yitoma Ba'amav. Then Tumma. This whole idea. So, okay, maybe Reb Chaim, but to build this whole thing, so even though they might have mentioned in the Svarim this idea, but to make a whole Yisod based on this, that it's a Din of Kirva, so he wrote back to Rav Shechter, no, it's a Din Lefesh Lo Yitam Ba'amav.
If you would have a Din of Kirva, you have a much bigger problem. If you're driving a car through it under
Okay. So that's that. Now,
what did Rav Shechter answer?
He'll say, you mean Rav Chaim Moser had this answer, so he likes this Yisod. I also felt the Yisod is a very mechudish dick. It's a whole, and then he uses this to answer up other things, etc. You can read it in that article there. Oh, now, so what about the, but the other Shaila that I get all the time, so there is a minute like that. It's interesting, I remember once when I was speaking to Rav Abadi about this, so he was very into this. Surprisingly, I would have thought he wouldn't be in such a minhag, because Alpi Din, that has no real makor, that even a pregnant lady from Israel, not to go. So the Michas Yitzchak, on page 18, he has a tshuva. Al das ha shashama omri m'shem noshim tzidkanios. He tries to say something based on the Gemara Sukkah, that they used to, make sure the kids won Nitma because they would be involved in the Paraduma, and so he wants to say, hey. For the Israelim who are gonna have their kids draw the water race, but not for the paraduma, so they shouldn't become tame. So some, yeah, the oxes, right? That's sugya. So okay, that's a moment. Can't have more than minutes and nashim. So, the kids, my attitude always is to tell these women that, especially if it's a grandparent, somebody they really feel close to and want to go, that they could go. Especially if they don't, because if they don't go, they're afraid then people are going to ask, where is he? And then they're going to find out, it's a whole catch-22 of the, so, if a person doesn't want to go, then maybe that's a, but usually the answer I give them is, first I ask them if there's any kahuna issues, and then they usually tell me no, and then I say, you don't have such a minig, right? And they say, no, we don't have such a minig. Because this is one of the things just you hear. Yeah. One of these things you just hear. You hear in the streets. Just for the sake of... I know, even if it's a kohen smuter, but still... I just like to know what I'm talking about.
If they say yes to Cohen, what would you say?
Why does...
Yes, so then I would probably still, but then I'd be more, you know.
If they know if it's a boy, they know if it's a boy.
Right, so that is fake. So, like,
yeah. From the
yeah, but kids are, but that's what usually happens. And I tell them they could go. Even though, as I told you, surprisingly, like, Rabbi Bari once told me, like, he was very into this minhag. I don't know why he was so into this minhag, but he was very into this minhag. And
again,
the Bukhara from the Qumran, what's the reason? So you look, read this Shuvah, supplement page 18. That's, you can read what he has to say. He tries to find some Bukhara. You know, it's hard to have, you know, it could be one of these, you know, Tumah, like, Timtum Halei, you know, one of these things, you know.
Why did Rabbi give an example of a grandparent as opposed to a parent?
No, a parent is going to be there.
Are we talking about a case of the bio, or when kids want to go out there, like on the yard side or something?
No, well, usually we're talking about levias.
Okay.
What's the halacha about goyim? So it's very important. Is a kohen musa to a mace goy? So there are three shitas about this. There's three shitas. There's the shita of the Rambam. Take a look. Yeah, say the Rambam, say on page 33, the famous Rambam. Page 33. Right? He's not metame ba'ol. An akum is not metame ba'ol. So that's the Rambam Shita. And look in the Kesef Mishnah. He quotes the Gemara above Metzia, Kuf Yudalid. See if we have it right here on page 35. Ashkechei Rabba Baravu Eliyahu. Rabba Baravu found Eliyahu in the cemetery, Eliyahu Novi, in the Goyish cemetery. Then he asked him a question in learning. So, and then he says, Amalei lav kohen hum. He said to Eliyahu Novi, aren't you a kohen? Because Eliyahu, Rashi says, is Pinchas. Pinchas, right? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a kohen. So he says, what are you doing in the cemetery? So he says, you don't know? The opinion of Shimon ben Yochai, Omer Kivreim shalom v'chobim, eim etamim. So the Kesef Mishnah says, so that's the shita that the Rambam's passing like. Okay.
Rambam
was not Pinchas. Yeah, okay, good. It's running late, so I just can, please let me, and I'll listen to all your questions later. That's the Rambam Shita. Then there is another opinion of the Mishnah in Olalos on page 31 of Shimon Gamliel Omer, page. Ir goyim shecharva ein ba mishum modar goyim. Whereas if you have a city that's not inhabited and all the animals are just roaming around this city, so you don't have to worry. Even though Goyim could be buried there, he says, you don't have to worry because the animals chew it all up. They sniff it, they chew it, and it's all... That's mashma that if it would have been, then you'd have to worry even about the oil of... So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's shita is that it is metame, even by oil. And then the Sefer Yireim, so the Rambam and Sefer Yireim says on page 37, he discusses this discussion. He said, "What the chavim inu b'tami b'oil? The oil of chavim is not b'tami b'oil." And then what else? And then the question of all about other things. And he says, "Alchazav the shemati oshim mukoyim b'magal u'masa." And he can say nearly that he's machmir even. He's Mekel even Magal Masa. So either you say the opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai that everything else but all is Mutter. Shimon Bar Yochai says everything is Mutter. And then Yireim has an opinion that everything is Mutter. So either everything's Aser, everything's Mutter, or the chilek between Oel and everything else. And then we had the Boaz that maybe Sof Tumlot says is different. And if you look in the Tshuvas HaRosh on page 39, Sha'altem Kohen Yochel Leilech Al Kivrei Goyim Ika Pluxim Rapsu Yesh Poskim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And others say differently. And then he quotes the Maram Rutenberg. If you look at page 41. Reisi is Reb Meir. She am mocha bakonim shol oleila chal kivrei kusim v'machmer tovo lo bracha. So, it's more like v'machmer tovo lo bracha. So this comes up a lot, especially there's a famous tshuva here on page 47 in the Sefer Torah Sarfua for Rav Shlomo Gorin. Who's the tshuva written to? They do this every year. Who's the tshuva written to? Page 47. Who? Rabbi Lifshitz is what? Son-in-law. Son-in-law? Grandson-in-law, you mean. Yeah? Is that what it says? Ari Waxman?
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah? That's what it says? Page 47? I do this every year.
Wait, do you ask them who that is?
Yeah. So... it's not true. There was a teacher here at MTA. His name was Larry Waxman. Not Ari Waxman. Larry Waxman. And he was a big Marasha person, and he was here for many years, and then he made Aliyah. And his name was Larry Waxman. Not Ari Waxman. Larry Waxman. And that's who it was written to. Larry Waxman, Yeshivas Rabbein Yitzchak Chachamim, Yeshiva University.
Nobody answered Ari Waxman. They would have given that.
So it's Larry Waxman. So he wrote this. So the tshuva that Rav Gorin wrote was to him about whether Cohen can go to medical school. Right? This comes up a lot. You know.
Rav Moshe was 100%
against it.
Rav Schwab was the
Shoel. What? Rav Schwab
was the
Shoel. Rav Schwab, yeah. Okay. So let's see what the story is. So first of all, what does it say? The big question of medical school is because. The cadavers. So, it's like this. So, the question is, in certain situations, you can get your partner, your lab partner, to touch, and you won't have to touch, but at least, you'll definitely have to be in the same oil.
No.
Okay, but that, right, in the same oil of the mace. But, if you hold like the Rambam, then the Ram Shita is that it's not Matame Boel. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch says on page 46, Kohen's Musar, and then the Ramah says, Yesh Omer to Kohen Masur, Matame Bechere, yep, we'll get to that. What page is that? Where's the Ramah? You can help me find the Shulchan Aruch here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes So the Shulchan Aruch quotes these opinions. You see where it is? Does anyone have it for me?
I took that apple
in 27. 27? Okay, let's see. Yep, that's what I want. Here we go. Page 27, that's what I want, exactly. So that was the Tshuva Saros to Maram Rutenberg, right? Nochel Izayah, that's not such a, you know, that's not saying that it's realistic. Nochel Izayah. Alo Pishesh Makilin. Right? He goes to save the Uranium. The Nochel Lahakri. So, you know, the whole Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Nochon, right? Nochon is better, but, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, the Lashon is not the harshest Lashon that you could find. Well, so there are some opinions that, no. Oh, Kivri.
It
means that he's buried.
It's like, he doesn't want to touch it.
Right. The guy's in the ground. So it's an all issue. Oh, so one halach in this whole discussion is to follow the Rambam. One mahalach is not to go to medical school. But that's the, and that's how many rabbanim were, you know. But as you will see in life, there are many kohanim out there that are doctors. I can give you a whole long list. Again, he doesn't mention names, on the, but I can give you a whole long list of people who are
doctors or dentists.
Yeah. I remember I used to go to Rabbi Tendler with some of my Talmidim who wanted to. So Rabbi Tendler always used to say that if you're a good student, then you could have bargaining power with the school and say, "You want me? So these are my conditions." But this mahalak is to assume that you work with the Rambam, that you'll have your lab partner. They say one day it's all going to be on computer. I don't know how that's going to work. They won't have any cadavers anymore. It's all going to be computer. And I don't know how you're going to practice on computers and then practice real people. But that's what they say in the world. I don't know. Some schools do it already. Rabbi Noam says some schools do it already. Okay. So there is another potential heter. I'm not saying it's a good heter, I'm not saying it's not a good heter. Just there's a halacha like this on page 43. The pasuk says, "Chala sheyigal pnei asada b'chalal cherev v'meis v'etzem odom v'kerev yitma shivas yomim." So chalal cherev, the Gemara says on page 44, the bottom of the right side, three lines from the bottom. Cherev harei zekecholo.
In other words, we know that in Tumah, so the Cholol is the dead body. That's the Aviyavos HaTumah. Then something touches that, that's an Avatumah. Then something touches that, Rishon, it goes down. But the Gzeres HaKasuv, that Cherev, simple means the Cherev that killed the person, is Aviyavos HaTumah also. Cherev Urek HaCholol. And some Rishonim say it's not only the Cherev that killed, but any klimachas here, look on page 45, or that becomes tame. So the question is like this: So you have a kli that, say, you have a metal watch that got nitma from the mace, even though that didn't kill the mace. But that's Cherev Harek HaCholol. Now, the question is like this. Is a Kohen allowed to be Metame for the Cherev Harek HaCholol? So let's look at that's a Machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen. But in Shulchan Aruch, if you want to see, that's a whole Machlokes and Tosis and Nozir between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen on page 45. Whether a coin is muzar or cherev harek hachol. That is a famous thing that Omer Batam, that Sholach lo Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, Rabbeinu Tam is machmir, so Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen says, Ezebayis Hashativnuli, meaning that how you could ever walk into a house, because any house, probably somebody went to a funeral and was wearing their metal eyeglasses, the way of a metal watch. So it became tummy from the mace. So now that was a cherev harek hacholol, so now Cohen shouldn't be able to go into the house that has that cherev. So how are you going to have a bias such a tivnuli? So the Ramah quotes two opinions on page 46. Ramah says, Yeshon dekhanim asurim letomei lechev shenitma b'mace. Yesh Mekilin. Hey, no gula hakel. As Rav Shechter pointed out, the upshot is because maybe it's not a tumah shanozer megaleach aleha, page 46. So it's not. Right? Like Rabbi Chaim, yeah, so the no gula hakel. No gula hakel. That you could call him Tami. So this is the heter that Rav Gorin gives. Listen carefully. There is a famous Gemara in Nozir. Where's the Gemara? Here, on page 20. Yeah, page 20. Itmar. Amar Rava. So this is the question. Say a Kohen, somebody touches a mace, and he's holding on to the mace. Say it's a Kohen, he's holding on to the mace. And now he wants to hold on to a second mace. Is there any added Isser to hold on to the second mace? So Rabbi says no, as long as you're holding on to the first mace, so you're not metame yourself more. See, hey, you're already holding up the first mace. So Rabbi says, that it's the tumah b'chiburin, you're okay. But if you let go, then not. And Rav Yosef says, even if you let go, even if it's not b'chiburin, but you're matami yourself already. So there's no added thing to the second mace. So the Rambam paskins here on page 21, nidma lemace ta'avim harbe after the shechayv malchus al kolachas vachas b'medvam umurim shenidma pirish because of another. So the Rambam shita is like Rabba. As long as you're touching the first mace, there's no iser on the second mace. So this is the chap of certain rabbanim, of Shlomo Goren and others. As to say like this, The Kohen wants to go to medical school. You know what? All you need to do is buy him a watch. Buy him a watch, a metal watch. Take it to a mace. Touch it or all over the mace. Now it's Cherev HaRei Kecholo. But then he's allowed to wear it because Mikra Din we paskin that a Cherev HaRei Kecholo, a Kohen's not missionary. And then if you hold like Rabba, once you hold, you have one mace, you're allowed to touch another mace. And he'll wear it. He'll have the watch on the whole time.
We usually don't hold that
Karat
Medjumatame on
Karabari. No, the Shulchan Aruch says yes. No,
but that's a chomro. Because if the watch is not Tumas Mace, which we say, I'll be the Meikar at the end of the watch.
No, it is Tumas Mace. But Cohen is not Nisar. He's not Muzar for that Tumas Mace. But it's still Mace. It's still a Mace.
Okay.
Right, so that's the kula of page 47. That's the whole kula of this. Just get him a watch, metal watch, and then send them off to medical school. So Rabbi Belayach wrote a piece here that, well, what you're saying, that maybe you only say that by a real mace because he's Nischalel all your day. Here he's not Nischalel, so. So Rabbi Tuchman, we've had the same back and forth 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. So, Baruch Hashem. So in the Nesivas Halacha, he says, no, maybe that's only because he's mechulul with the first one, so it's a real mace. But if you have a mace, even though it's tummy, but if you're not mechulul, maybe. So this heter was said by certain people, but other people never accepted this heter. Okay, then there's a famous ravid. Then the question is, who do we paskin like? So the Rambam says we paskin like Rabba, but others say we paskin like Rav Yosef. Right? There's a Ravid that says we paskin like Rav Yosef, and therefore, maybe according to Rav Yosef, once you let go, then you're good. Once you let go, so you tell me. And so there's a famous Ravid that says on page 21 that we paskin like Rav Yosef. You don't need chutuba b'chibur. One second. Okay, is that what you think? These are the dots of Rav Yosef, tuba b'chibur, shalom, amaze, I feel things were wrong. One second. We paskin like who? So he says we paskin like you don't need chiburin. So therefore, the Ravid says on page 21, according to Mizmanazeh, it's may meisin v'onin aleim chiv chtuma amchaylos amolav lahari raya. He says maybe to Mizmanazeh, the whole Tumas Kohanim doesn't apply because if you hold, you have all Tumas Mason, so if you hold, you don't need the Chiburin. So the Rambam paskins, you need the Chiburin. Right. So, the
And Rabba holds which way? Rabba holds. Okay, well, forget the names. In other words, the Shita that holds you don't need b'chiburin. You don't need b'chiburin. So v'meila.
So even if you take the watch off according to that, you still.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's a famous. So the question is, when the Ravid said you can do it, does that mean it's mutar l'chatchila or it's just not an iser malchus? So the Dogel Mervava has his famous piece in the Shulchan Aruch where he writes on page 27. That's a Ravid. The Ravid following the Hechach Shekvar Tamei Shuvein Musar Al Atuma. And therefore, and then he says that you can be Mekel. Then he says, "Ulai lo omra harayvet elin yichiv malchus." And when you iser ulai, I feel it's a Torah moda. So then there's a famous tshuva of the Chasam Sofer that says that when he was a child, he remembers going with his Rebbe, Rav Noson Adler, to the Noda Yehuda, and they discussed this. What page is that? Chasam Sofer here? To discuss the Shaila. Of maybe here it is, the last page. Yeah, 56. Came to Kulana to my Mace, I am Dogel Mervava. Here Kachavira Talia. They went into the Noda Yehuda and they were Mfalpel. That's Chozebo, and the Noda Yehuda was Chozebo. In other words, instead of holding that it's mutter legamre, you still have an isilav. It's just no malchus. Because originally he said it was mutter legamre, and it says in tzmim dreim. The Rabbi Talman points out that the tzmim dreim is only according to the other opinion, but the opinion of tuma b'chiburin. But according to the other opinion of lab b'chiburin, it could be that it's still mutter legamre. So if Rabbi Talman would have been there, he would have said this other idea. So that's part of this discussion. This Ravid that says that it's mutter even shalom b'chiburin. Does it mean so? No, the Yehuda originally said it's mutter l'gamrei, and therefore then Kohanim would be totally free. I might have mixed up the names of Rab and Rav Yosef. I have to check who says what. But the head of Rav Goren is no, do it b'chiburin. Just keep the watch on. And Rabbi Blei says no. Like Pinchas Ashen said, it's tamei, but on the other hand, it's not mechal. So maybe that tumah is not the tumah that you could just be to touch another mace. Only if you're holding the same level mace, then you could touch another mace. But if not, no. Okay, everyone. So let me just make some concluding remarks. It's getting late. Okay, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. There were those that were here since, I don't know, it was the first day.
August 28th.
August?
28th.
August 28th.
Yeah.
So how many?
29th.
Okay.
On Monday.
Okay. And there are those that came to the Avail Shiur. We thank everyone for participating. What I try to accomplish in this Shiur, besides the knowledge, to give you a mahalach in learning halacha. Because there are some people, usually in the yeshiva curriculum, so you learn Gemara with Tosfos and Rishonim and Lamdas and this, and that's the normal way. And then halacha was in your younger years is like a Mishnah Berurah Seder for 20 minutes or something like that. But then when you get older, so as the Stipler says, Rambani and others say, that you want to learn halacha seriously, you really have to see all the Makoros. It's not about getting these books that are, there are all these Likutim Svarim that have this sheet and that sheet, this Rav says this Rav says that. That's not learning halacha. That's just,
you know, but you want to learn halacha, and really, I mean, this is the beginning. And that's not saying this is the beginning. You have to learn the sugyas and the rishonim and the poiskim, and then you have to be mishamish. You know, it's a long process. You know, and the people just hear different psakim and this Rav says this says that, but it's not learning halacha. So I wanted to impress upon you the importance, and impress upon you the importance of seeing everything inside. There's no such thing as ba'avir. That's why whatever we did, we saw inside. Sometimes we had to maybe rush a little bit, but I tried not to. But I'd like to thank everyone for participating. And next year, Bez Hashem, we're doing Yoredeya. Anyone who wants to learn the limud of that is welcome to come back. Sukkah, you know. But everything, I'll leave it to Hilchasa because, halacha is its own, like Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva one place. Says a person can be a Talmud Chacham, but not know halacha. Because if you didn't focus on that, it doesn't come a mela. Because learning halacha is a specific focus. And if you never focused on it, it doesn't happen. You know, and learning halacha is not just learning secondary sources. As we never quote secondary sources. Everything is we try to, the original source, to see it inside. And, and it's a very important thing, and to understand it, to go slowly. You know, it took a lot of time to make these packets over the, these are the original big packets. Now when they make packets, you know, the budgetary cuts, so we make 8.5 by 11 to save the financial problems, but and it's good to get to know everybody, and so I'd like to schmooze with everyone also. When you take the bechina, we can talk, as well. So we have the sign up sheet for bechina for this Tuesday. Of course, if you're not ready, then you're not ready. So don't take it for not being ready, but try to be ready. Because for your own sake, it's good to do things on time, you know, not to come to me 3 years from now, a week before the Chag HaSmicha, saying that, you know, I never took this bechina, that bechina, the other bechina, Kayadua, and that happens. So it's very nice learning. I'm still giving those that are involved in the Hilchas Mila Chabura, that's still going on till it finishes. But we haven't reached that stage yet. It's still early, it's June. It's not the end. It's not even the end of June, according to world opinions. My colleague says June 22nd. So it's still, but we worked it well that we were able to get the Nida in and the, and Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Avelis, and it's still June. It's still not even, it's not even July yet. So, so I thank everyone. I wish everyone a good summer. And we should see each other either here or again next year, whatever. Never any good context that we see each other. So it should be Matzliach. And if you want to take the Mechina next week, you should. If you're not ready, let me know and we'll give you it a different way. So, Yishkoch to everybody and Kol Tov.